Johnny and Inel on FUBAR Radio.
Yes, 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 it's 4 o'clock on Thursday. Time for Johnny and Inel Live and Loud!
Live and Loud with Johnny and Inel on FUBAR Radio.
Okay, yeah, so you didn't get it.
Yeah, you just played that.
No, well,
you didn't have to play it again.
I know, but you really try and really steal the limelight in the early stages, don't you? So I have to undercut it with that like, little jingle.
It's not stealing the limelight, mate. It's hyping us up.
Yeah, true. I shouldn't have so much animosity to someone who's bringing more attention to us.
Really, the way I say your name is a bit more distinct. It's like, yeah. Johnny!
yeah, actually, I'm upside down here thinking about it. You're right. Do you want to do one more introduction then?
Oh,
yeah. Yes, yes, yes!
Yes, yes, yes! It's time for Johnny and I now live and loud.
Wicked! I did actually feel a little bit more feeling on the Johnny bit there.
That's
as well.
What I've been talking about. I've been putting that in there that entire time. You just didn't notice.
Fair play, mate. Fair play. I've been underappreciating you. I really am.
I know. I feel very underappreciated.
There you go. Yeah. Hi, you guys. Welcome to Live and Loud with Johnny and Inel.
Yes.
It's a show that involves me, Johnny Cochran. Johnny.
And me, Inel Tomlinson.
That's it. Perfect.
It's more and more relevant every day.
Just, oh dear. Life imitating art. Absolutely. If you can call this art, what we do.
I'm loving it, man. Look, the sun's come out. The sun comes out every time we do this show, you know.
It
I don't
does.
Think people notice. Like, every time they listen to us on FUBAR, sun comes out.
No, I know. They just get so absorbed in the show that they don't actually realise that the sun's out as well. Most of our listeners probably live in some little cave, just hide away, you know, sending their problems into us.
But I can hear them tuning out right now.
Right? I don't actually.
Oh, yeah. I'll show you, Johnny.
I don't want to pick a fight with our listeners. I really don't. We love you guys. We do love you guys.
And you guys can get in touch with us if you want to get in touch. How can I get in touch, Johnny?
You can email us at johnnyandinel@fubarradio.com.
Whoa, easy. Or you can tweet us as well at Johnny and Inel or at FUBAR Radio.
Yeah, we absolutely want to hear from you today, guys. We want you getting in touch because, we just love hearing from our crazy fans and our crazy listeners.
We have been getting some great emails coming in, so keep them coming, guys. We love them. They
bring a smile to the face.
So what can the listeners expect from the show today, then, Inel?
Oh, my gosh! You know what? We're going to be talking about what's trending, what's been going on, what's been happening in the world today.
Oh, absolutely.
And this week.
And more specifically this week. Absolutely. The stories that have been trending on social media and getting everyone's tongues waggling. We are going to give our spin on it. Apart from that, Inel, not only will we be talking about what's trending, we're also going to be firing into our infamous
Lend an Ear
section, which is where we open up our absolutely worldly skills to our listeners when they can write in with their problems, and we will offer free advice.
That's right. Real people with real problems. So if you guys got any problems or predicaments that you need us to answer, then send them in to us, and we're going to answer them the best we can. Or we'll take the piss. One of the two.
Yeah. We can't guarantee.
We can't guarantee which one you will get, but you will get one of those.
The other thing that we're going to be bringing after the Lend an Ear is our wonderful section, Blast from the Past. That's a blast.
Nice.
Which is basically where we take a buzzword and then we start talking about stories that buzzword reminds us of.
Reminiscing.
Absolutely, and the songs that remind us of those stories.
But Johnny, what's the buzzword this week?
The buzzword this week, people, is sports.
Oh,
sports! Yeah,
sports.
Yeah. So
sports.
Yeah, some
that's
good
the
stories.
Buzzword, guys. So what is sports? What sports stories?
Oh yeah, we've got a couple. After that, we've got a fantastic, sensational guest this week.
You what? We got a guest in.
Yeah, we got a guest in. An absolutely sensational one.
Who's coming in? Who's coming in?
The fantastically, wickedly talented Mr. Ian Sterling's coming in.
Oh, yes.
Yeah,
yes.
Absolutely.
He's not here yet. He's coming in.
He was actually the voice of Love Island as well. You know that programme I was watching?
Yeah.
So he was He's coming in. Here's some goss, maybe.
The voice of Love Island will come in.
Yeah, absolutely. And apart from that, we've got our spoilers on screen section as well, there are now.
Yes, where we'll be talking about True Detective.
True Detective, absolutely. And People Just Do Nothing
and
as well, I think.
People Just Do Nothing.
Because that's really kicking off, quite frankly.
It's a great...
To the corner decoy, to the corner decoy! So that's brilliant. Well, it just sounds like there's too much.
Whoa.
We're not going to be able to get anything else in.
No, we're going to have to.
What do you mean?
Because we've got to have some awesome tunes that we have selected personally ourselves to play.
Absolutely, that is right. Yeah. You are right, Inel. We're going to cram in some absolute thumpers
That's
for you
right.
guys. Thumpers.
That's right.
Tunes that you're going to be able to really enjoy this sunny day.
Yeah, and we selected them. Nobody told. Did anybody tell you what to play?
My mum did, actually. Yeah, a little bit of...
I've got a few recommendations.
Yeah, there's a little bit of Neil Diamond coming later on. But we don't want to focus on that, no.
Didn't know your mum was a Neil Diamond fan. Yeah.
She'll kill me for that. Yeah, no, she's not.
I'm just so bewildered.
Hey, you know what, I'm a Motown. No, my mum was my mum's a big Motown fan, actually. That was what she used to drive to. Yeah. Ooh. Marvin Gaye, in particular, was a...
And my mum was a Stevie Wonder kind of girl.
Oh, yeah? Good stuff. Yeah. Well, you're now doing the head movement. I don't know. Would that be offensive to Stevie? I mean, he wouldn't see it.
See, it would have been offensive until you mentioned it.
Well, yeah.
So, I mean, people at home listening and at work, they didn't have a clue to what I was doing, but...
I'm about to spell it out.
Yeah?
I'm about to flag it up.
Snitch.
Yeah. snitches get stitches, Johnny. If you start telling me when I'm mimicking a blind musician's movements, then I'm going to absolutely have to give you payback. Do you know what?
I could have been doing Ray Charles, you don't know.
Yeah, one of the two, yeah. Do you know what? I remember watching a programme, just because I thought of Marvin Gaye, and it was a kind of behind the music, and this guy said that Marvin Gaye was the greatest loss to music ever, basically.
Oh,
yeah. That was his opinion kind of thing, because he was like, this guy is so wickedly talented.
It was. It was a shame how he went out.
His dad.
Yeah.
It's crazy, isn't it?
I know, that's nuts, isn't it?
It's absolutely crazy.
Brought him into the world and then took him out.
Yeah, I know. Well, yeah. I don't think it was the best father-son relationship, to be fair, was it?
When it ends like that, I think that's certain to say that.
Yeah, I mean, there's other disciplinary proceedings you can go through.
Some of us have had some bad childhoods, but
yeah.
I think that one wins.
He could have gone for, you know, some time out in a timeout corner.
Bit of counselling.
Yeah, exactly. But just get it, draw him for the gun straight away. Sort it out, mate. Sort it out, Mr. Gay. Absolutely lost it. And we've all had to suffer because we haven't had a follow-up to sexual healing and... let's get it on and what's going on. So there you go. We're the ones that suffer once again. What I was going to say, Inel. Sorry, I've just got on a rant about Marvin Gaye there.
Yeah, I was trying to think. Was it that guy that said it on the programme? Was it you? I was like,
I'm really
such a loss.
Why'd they take Marvin? Anyone else? You could have had anyone. Why don't you take someone else like, I don't know, Tom Jones? I'm not saying kill Tom Jones or anything like that, but I'm like, I like his music less than Marvin's, let's just say that.
I can hear a lot of backpedaling at the minute.
Yeah, I know. I swear he's a knight as well. I've literally just said, I'd rather a knight of the realm be taken from us rather than Marvin Gaye. And they got Luther, another one. I mean, they're all dropping, aren't they?
Oh, I tell
all
you dropping. What, who's left?
Do you know what, I know? People have fired in quickly with a couple of emails here.
Guys
are quick!
Nice. Sport, you said you're chatting about sport. Are you talking about lawn bowls? Because that's due a comeback. Try and cuss it. Impossible to dislike. Ted in Wimbledon.
There we go. Wimbledon. Well, middle class. There we are.
Well, absolutely. I mean, he's obviously...
what happened to the bowls,
A keen bowl member, isn't he? A keen bowler.
I've got my white shirt and trousers all pressed and I'm just waiting.
Do you know what, though? You know, like, the bowls, actually, like, I end up... Like, you know, it comes on BBC Two, like, in a day sometimes.
Yeah.
I end up sticking out, I've got nothing better to watch. And actually quite getting into it.
Have you just admitted on air that you watch the bowls?
Yeah, absolutely. Johnny, quiet down, love, the bowls is on. Exactly. You're killing my vibe. He's just rolled up next to the jack. Sort it out. Just get out. Just get out.
I'm done with you today.
But no, I have watched it. And the other one that I get into quite a lot as well is curling.
All right. Curling, to be fair, curling is quite interesting during the Winter Olympics, especially. It's weirdly engrossing.
Yeah.
Watching people sweep.
Yeah. I love how frantic they... Yeah, exactly. Give it now! Give it now! It's just really good.
He's off.
I love the way they go in tits and then into the ease off.
It's always nice and smooth, isn't it? It's just like, there you go. I like the way they kind of like bowl it out. It's like, it's always like...
Yeah, yeah.
It's just one movement and you don't even see them let go. It's just...
Let go. Like the cliffhanger hand. Let go there. There we go.
And then it starts getting to the other end and all of a sudden...
Yeah, exactly. Start sweeping.
I said sweep.
So, yeah, love curling, love bowls.
How'd you get into curling? I mean, that's not exactly a sport you play at school.
No, but, like, it's quite big in Scotland because they've got a few ice rinks up there, I think.
Oh,
yeah, yeah. Okay. Probably do it on the frozen lakes and, you know, and all that as well. I'm making this stuff up. I don't really know.
Just heading down to the lock, guys.
Yeah. Speaker, you ain't getting it in the inner cities too much, though, are you? You know, you ain't got your utes rolling in there going, your man's just doing a bit of curling, though, seriously. Seriously, that's like gold medal for me coming up. Don't worry about that.
Are you curling?
Hey, why are you curling, though, bro? Why are you curling? Why aren't you sweeping? Man said I'm a sweeper.
Where'd you buy that equipment from? Is it just... I've never walked into a Sports Direct and see curling equipment.
Well, just go into your basic department store. I think you can get it from, like, you know, Sainsbury's or whatever. Just get a broom.
Just a mop. Just get a mop.
I'm sure people
are going... Sponge at the bottom.
Well, exactly, one of them. One that you do your toilet with, isn't it? You know what I mean? Just train it.
Is that how they realise they might be good at it? They do the bathroom and then they're like, you know what? I should do this professionally.
Exactly. This is looking pretty, pretty clean. Another email I know. Cheese. Hey, boys, quick question for you. Cheese strings or Baby Bell? I'm going for a Tesco run later and can't make my mind up. Barbie in Nottingham.
Do you know what it is? I like Baby Bell, only the unwrapping process. I like, you know, when you take it out of the case. It feels, there's something about that. It's like, yeah.
And then you can get to mash that wax up at the end and just have this red wax in your pocket.
Baby Bell's all the way, girl.
Yeah.
Easy.
Yeah. Actually, make sure you get rid of that wax because people might start asking questions. Genuinely, like, what you got the wax on you for? And you won't be able to explain it. You won't be able to say, yeah, I just had a Baby Bell, thought I'd hang on to that. It'd be like, weirdo. This guy.
Hey, there's lots of dustbins in between here
exactly.
and there.
Exactly. You're a candle smuggler. We've had your assault before. So, just random stuff.
So, cheese strings for you then, is it?
Yeah, I'll go with the cheese strings. Less questions.
Hey? When you're this sort of you, you can't really be walking around with Baby Bells.
Nice. So, another final email. Sport, I miss sledging. Bug man.
Sledging?
Yeah.
Oh, sledding down a hill? Or sledging, as in hammer?
No, it won't be sledgehammering. It's just sledging. I think it's sledding. Yeah, like getting on the sled.
Right, I was going to say, with the sledgehammer, that's something else. It's breaking in and entering, isn't it?
Yeah, something like that. Exactly.
Don't think that's a sport.
No. Maybe it should be, actually. Yeah, maybe.
A couple of people around my way, the way they do it as well.
Well, absolutely. Maybe you could get all of these sports teamed
there
up.
There goes the wall.
You get a perfect robbery going in. You get your sledgers in there to knock the walls down. Then you get your curlers in to clean up after them and then get out when you've nicked anything.
To be fair, there was a Banksy down in Wood Green. It was on the wall for one day and then people drilled it out.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
It was on the side of like a pound land and it was there for like a day and then someone drilled it out the wall. Next day there's a massive hole in the wall. He's like, that's my bank
seat. Yeah.
I'm taking that.
And then now, with him.
Yeah. And now there's like a place where there was a Banksy here sort of thing on the wall.
Dear. Imagine that. Do you know that actually?
It's on the news and everything. I think it was last year.
I think we're gonna have to whack a song
here.
I will actually say, because you just made me think of it though. Mm. Do you know we got in a bit of trouble in our sixth form, right? Because when we were gonna leave the leave our school, what we did, we broke into the school.
Oh.
Not actually into the school, but like jumped the fence basically.
Is this something you want to declare on air before you carry on?
Because we've sorted it out. We've come to an agreement since then.
Okay.
But basically we got onto the school grounds and built a wall on the Scott, just in the middle of the path, just built a wall. Yeah, like cement and everything.
Is
like
it?
Yeah, there was just a wall there. And then they came in the morning and they were like, "Who built a wall here? The caretaker's been up since 7 with his sledgehammer clearing it and stuff like that."
Oh, good.
Yeah, we got in a bit of trouble, but it's water under the bridge now. Water under the bridge. Anyway, time for a song. Time for a song there, yeah, definitely. What? Yeah, let's get that song on now. Right, so this one is an absolute thumper. It's by Tinashe. Got a bit of Schoolboy Q in there, but we don't know if we'll play all of that. But it's absolute thumper. It's called Two On. Here it comes. Make you want me 'cause I'm hot now. I'm gone, so faded, I'm on one. Bang, bang, pop off like a long gun. If you ain't making, you ain't making no noise. Yeah, better turn up with the big boys. Live fast, die young, that's my choice. Get money like an invoice. Make the money, make the whip. Make the money, make the grip. That is an absolute bumper, I know.
It was. That's a banger, you know. Tinashe, yeah.
Tinashe.
I'm downloading that now.
Absolutely. I can imagine our listeners, actually, people who wouldn't have even heard that song would have actually been
bouncing around. You know, I bet they're sitting at their desk doing some work and then they just dropped it. Like, forget that, man.
Exactly. Whoa, was that a thumper? Oh, they just hit me with a thumper. Okay. That's a leg tapping. Okay.
Boss comes in, starts dancing as well.
Yeah, exactly. It's before you know it, there's a flash mob in your office.
There we go. So, thank you. There you are.
Yeah, so we started with a thumper, guys. I've had another email in, I know.
Uh-oh.
Question.
We got that sound effect.
Oh, yeah.
There we go.
Email. The Vibe email. Vibe mail. Right, so this is question. Oi, oi, I'm glad you're taking questions today.
Yep.
Mine is, if Elizabeth Duke is a good piece of jewellery for my... Is Elizabeth Duke a good piece of jewellery for my lady? I've bought some class chunky rings from there, but she is being snobby and saying it's tacky and would prefer some H. Samuel. Thoughts, lads, please?
Well,
and that's from Rich in London.
Do you know what it is, Rich? I think any bit of jewellery you can get in Argos, a girl might have a bit of issue with. Not me personally, I love Argos, and you can get anything.
I used to get all of my jewellery out of Argos, like, yeah. Not for myself, like, I'm not looking like a tacky Mr. T rolling around, I wouldn't roll like that, but used to buy my mum earrings and stuff out of Argos. Don't care.
I don't, that's the only place you can get it, isn't it? Elizabeth Duke stuff?
I don't even know what Elizabeth Duke is, to be honest. I've got to be... I'm found wanting on this subject, really.
It's like... I think it's like a jewellery make, but they, like... pretty much, not exclusively, but it's mainly sold in Argos stores.
Yeah.
I think so. If we're wrong, correct us on that. But I'm pretty certain I see Elizabeth Duke.
Well, the thing is like when my sister got older, she was the one who started getting a bit forcing it being snobby. So, because she obviously liked classier stuff, and that's when my mum had to got she got dragged with her. So now my mum just has like you know that Pandora and things like that, and all the that's what she rolls with these days. So,
oh god.
Yeah, maybe try one of them, mate. Maybe try one of them, Rich. Hey?
It's clear that we are not the connoisseur.
No, I'd love to.
Sorry, Rich. I mean, this is one of them ones we're going to have to hold our hands up on, mate.
I make a living of making myself sound like an expert on subjects I know nothing about. But
do you know
this, I'm out of my depth.
The ones, those like big rings and stuff. Do you remember those like big sovereign things?
Yeah.
They're the ones that make those. And like the ones you like put on necklaces and stuff like that. I think people think it's a bit chavvy.
Yeah.
Is what they kind of say with Elizabeth Duke. But.
That's a way to make Rich from London feel much better, isn't it?
Sorry, Rich. Stick to Tiffany's.
Absolutely. Absolutely roll there, mate.
Sorry, you're just going to have to say, is she worth it? Then you go to Tiffany. If she isn't, go to Argos.
Oh, and if she really ain't worth it, give her a Haribo ring. And see what happens.
There you go.
See what happens.
Eat that.
Yeah, exactly.
What was those ones? You know those sweets jewelries? You can get those necklaces and you can eat them.
Yeah, eat them as you go.
Eat them as you go. Boom. Get one of those. If she don't like that, then she ain't worth it.
Absolutely. Do you remember outside like Happy Shoppers? You used to have those machines where you could get rings and stuff like that. Yeah.
What happened to those machines?
Whatever happened to Happy Shoppers? I don't know if they're around anymore, to be honest. I mean,
with that big grinning face, isn't it, on the logo?
Oh, yeah. I mean, back in the days when, you know, you could act 10p crisps were actually 10p instead of 20p now, which is, it might even be 30p. Absolute disgrace, you know. Yeah, you know, we're going to talk about this when we're old men and stuff and be like, I remember the days back when there was a Happy Shopper, you could get 10p crisps, a penny sweet was a penny. And it's not anymore. It's a disgrace.
I mean, what do you do with your pennies now? That's what you used to spend them on.
Do you know what? I went into a shop the other day and got a little mixture. A mixture. You can't get one piece. Literally.
Don't exist.
It's 5p now.
What?
5p starting.
Minimum.
Yeah, for the things that I saw. I was disgusted. Absolutely disgusted.
What area was you in? Hampstead, sorry.
New Cross kind of way. Oh, so gosh. You'd expect better. You'd expect better. We've had an email. This one says, Hans. Hi, sweet boys.
Hi.
Oh, okay. I don't know if it's the weather, but there's two left-handed people knocking about town today. I think there's too many left-handed people knocking about town today. Can we issue a curfew? Right, hashtag right is best. Sam in a Soho, you dig?
Look at that. That producer, Matt is not happy with that.
Wow.
Not happy with that email at all.
Yeah. This is...
If we suddenly go off air, then you know why.
I know. I mean, I think it's light-hearted, but this is starting to move down that kind of fascist ideology. Let's round all the left-handed people up. Give them a curfew. You're not allowed out after dark. That's when the rights have the right of the way. We come out to play. There's more right-handed people in the world, aren't there?
There is. I think it's a majority.
She said that makes us special if she's left-handed. I don't think it does.
If you want to use that word to describe yourself,
exactly. try cutting some paper with scissors. It's a real joke.
I would have said unique, but you know.
Yeah, tin openers, exactly. You know,
we've got a tweet. The thought of sovereign rings just made me feel sick. Harry Bow rings over Elizabeth Duke. There you go.
Rich is really being told there, isn't he? Sort your game out, mate.
Hey, Elizabeth Duke, are you nuts?
I'd rather have an arrow, though.
You stole it, Sammy, mate.
Right. I know, we are actually in our infamous What's Trending. Actually, it's not infamous, is it? London is more infamous. What's Trending is just
That's
good.
What the people have been talking about.
Yeah.
Well, first off, Hulk Hogan.
Right.
Gosh.
Okay. It's the first story.
He had a sex tape. It's been leaked. Well, it happened in like 2012 or something like that.
Yeah.
And it's been reported, well, in the tape, that he's being racist, saying the N-word and stuff all over and pretty much criticising black people.
Yeah.
And for me, I'm like, what the hell is that? is this sort of conversation happening in a sex tape in the first place? Yeah. What sort of sex is he having?
Yeah, exactly.
Racist sex.
Yeah. How bad does the sex have to be when the highlight of your sex tape is using racist language? That's the showstopper there, yeah. Oh, but you got to watch to the end. I come out with some real zingers.
Just before I light up my cigarette.
Yeah, just after I've apologised. So, yeah, no, he has been making racial slurs. He's even called Jamie Foxx out for some reason. I don't even know what it is. So, and he, like, to quote what he actually says from it, at one point he goes, so, I am racist to a point, and then he follows that up with effing N-bombs. So, to be honest, you might be racist to a point, but it seems your point is actually pretty racist there, Hulk. You know what I mean? Like, if you're going to come out with that kind of language, like, what do you mean to a point? No, you're just full-on racist, aren't you? Yeah. So, yeah, he's really gone for it. He's basically talking about his daughter saying that she's slept with some black guys or whatever and kicking off over it. And he's subsequently been fired from the WWF.
I think they took a good approach to it. I mean, they took all his merchandise offline and stuff, and you can't really access his kind of profile on the website anymore and stuff. And they've pretty much deleted him, which is probably the best approach, I guess.
Yeah,
to kind
yeah.
of say, no, we don't stand for that sort of thing.
But he will be running for election as a UKIP councillor, and it's pretty soon.
Tell you what, he's going to be probably Donald Trump's running mate as well.
Well, like. Yeah, he's another one. Absolute scandal. So basically, right, the thing that gets me out of this, because I saw a great article as well about like the WF, like WWE now, well, wrestling to all of the listeners out there. Basically, it's got a pretty shady kind of history when it comes to race. Like, because, like, some of the characters, right? Yeah. Some of the characters that they have had out, right? They had one of the first ones was a cannibalistic Ugandan headhunter called Kamala. I mean, this is what the brothers are having to do. It's what they're having to do, and I'm pretty sure he weren't even Ugandan either. He was just a geezer, probably rolling around.
Never
like,
been there in his life.
Never. He's literally talking like, yo, what's going on, player? Yeah, all day, every day. And all of a sudden, yeah, you're now a Ugandan cannibalistic headhunter. Just don't talk. So he's in there. They've got a voodoo priest called Papa Shango as well, who might put voodoo. These are all bad guys, by the way.
None of them are the goodies.
No. Because just, you know, you need a hero, you get this going on.
Hulk Hogan, man. Yeah.
America.
Yeah, America. Comes crashing down and it hurts inside.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. Shaking, putting his hand over his ear, putting his hand over his ear. I can't hear you.
I can't hear you.
Hulkamania, you know.
You have to do every four corners if you're going
to
do it.
Oh, you've got to.
Every single time, four corners. No one even interrupted him. Like, there's so many times they could just punch him or beat him up. But, nah, let him finish.
Let
him do his corners. He's got to do all four.
And The Rock did that when he was getting on the top time. That was brilliant. So that's your American hero there, Hulk Hogan. And the black representation is Kamala. And Papa Shango, and it kind of peaked with the introduction of a character called the Godfather, who literally...
I have to say, though, I did like this character.
I liked him, but on the same note, it was outrageous. I mean, and that they were like, right, we've got another black guy here, what can we make him a character as? I know, a pimp, right? And his whole thing was based around being a pimp and having hoes. Like, that's where he had the hoe train. It was one of his moves.
Yeah.
This is his entrance music, by the way.
Come get on the train.
Get on the hoe train. I mean, you've got Hulk Hogan rallying all the Americans. A lift guy rolling out going, hoes, baby, hoe train. Yeah.
He's the one that come up with Pimpin' Ain't Easy.
Pimpin' Ain't Easy.
Yeah, that was him.
Absolutely. But you can imagine that, that some people might take umbrage of a little bit of racial representation in WWF. They're getting on their high horse now, kicking Hulk out.
I did like the way that the Godfather would always come out, and it was literally a train of them.
So many guys.
Never introduced them. You never knew their names or anything. It was just the whole train of them just coming out.
Absolutely scandalous.
And as a 14-year-old boy, I really appreciate that.
Great depiction of women as well. And the most outrageous thing, he was actually a goodie as well. Like, you actually...
Well, you're like, yeah,
We got that pimp out here. Yeah,
you know, I don't think he was supposed to be, but it was like we.
like this guy. Yeah, like, we like the pimp. Yeah, because he's got hoes.
It's like you're 12. You shouldn't be speaking like that. So yeah, no, I guess the whole Hulk Hogan thing has also made me think about. Like, do you remember when wrestling was really good as well? Like,
yeah, I got into it when I first started with WCW. No. I started with WWF when I was a little kid with Ultimate Warrior and stuff like that, Hacksaw Jim Duggan. And, and then it was WCW when it was on TNT. And there was a point where it was like NWO and Hulk Hogan came back and a few others came back. And then moved over to WWF where The Rock and Stone Cold were at 316. I was like, yeah. We used to get riled up. Me and my mates used to go around to each other's houses, watch it, and we just like start beating each other.
Start having a wrestle.
Well, the thing is,
like we used to stay up late, even till like I'm talking like I was watching with The Rock and like Stone Cold
when it was WrestleMania time. Stay up all night.
All night. But yeah. The worst thing is my mate just got too deep into it. Right, he got too deep into it and wouldn't let it go. So he's 16, literally. I remember explicitly, and I still speak to him now. Literally, the day before his maths GCSE, he stayed up to watch WrestleMania. He came in, he couldn't keep his eyes open. He wanted The Rock to win, and he lost.
And he also lost in life.
Exactly. Didn't pass his exam, of course not.
And let that be a lesson to everybody at home.
Exactly. It's not worth staying up, guys. Focus on your exams.
Yeah, if you are about to take your GCSEs,
and you're listening right now.
He ended up all right. Ended up working for his dad's business, but still, it's not the point. Email here quickly. Wrestling. Did you guys ever wrestle when you were kids? Well, you've explained that already. Yeah. If so, did you have any special moves, and what was your walk-on music? What would it be? If not, that's Paul from Southend. I have actually done a bit of wrestling. Some impromptu wrestling, which is really bad.
What amateur is it?
It was amateur. Basically, I remember one day we was waiting for my mum to come home from work, and I was just having a little wrestle with my sister, and I got her in the pedigree move, the Triple H move.
So
she has to get her arms behind her back kind of thing, and I weren't meant to pedigree my sister, but my feet slipped, and I pedigreed
her. You got too into it. It was like, I've got to follow through. I'm halfway there. I've got to complete it.
I pedigreed my sister in my living room. She still don't forgive me for it. I busted her nose. I honestly didn't mean to do it, but as soon as my mum walked through the door, she straight, Johnny Pedigree thing! Pedigree, tell him off! And I was like, Mum, calm down.
I mean, your mum's like, what the hell's a pedigree?
Yeah, what's a pedigree?
Is there dogs in her ass?
Exactly. You've been feeding her pedigree, chum. I will not have that. Oh, wrestling move, that's fine. And one more email as well. It's Sam's back. Oh dear. Sorry to hear about you having a lefter working on your show. Can you swap her for a right one? Is she at least all right to look at to make up for her inadequacy?
Gosh.
My boyfriend was a lefty and we just broke up. I'm not sure I'm over it. I'm sure she's a lovely filly. Sam. Wow. Nat, the producer's top girl.
She's lovely. You just have to get to know her. That's what it is. Yeah. I think with left hands, it's obviously that initial kind of...
Always stay on her right side as well.
Get out
of the punching zone. That's what I've learned.
Always stand on the weakest side.
So what's the next thing in What's Trending as well? I've got it. Right, so this week, this American called Todd Fassler made the news when he tried to take a selfie, with a rattlesnake, and it's ended up biting him. And he ended up with a $153,000 bill.
I got the bill right here.
Yeah.
It's so big. I'm going to have to tweet that.
Yeah.
Tweet it so you guys can see it.
Well,
it
compartmentalises what he's being charged for. So basically, it costs so much, right? Because this guy has needed anti-venom. Like, they've had to use two hospitals worth of anti-venom on this guy. And the cost of the anti-venom alone is $83,000.
Oh, gosh.
That's crazy. That is, like, crazy. But you've got to... To be honest, if you're with his insurance company, there must have been a point where you go, sure, I'll pay out. You've been bitten by a rattlesnake. Yeah, I feel really bad. Just let me know how you're just walking in the cliffs, were you? No, you were taking a selfie.
Not a chance, mate. Not a chance will you see a penny.
This is exactly where you need a selfie stick. This is exactly what selfie sticks are for. If you are going to attempt with a rattlesnake, that's when you got to get that stick right in there. Make sure it's one of them long poles as well.
A snake holding stick and a selfie stick at the same time.
What is going through his mind, though, that he's like, yes, I want to get I want to risk my life to get a selfie. Just so we can have it as a profile picture of him and a snake in the background just grinning.
It's absolute. I don't know what goes through someone's mind.
The lengths people go for social media.
I know. I like to imagine the fact that snake actually chose to bite him because he was a bit of a recluse, didn't want to be uploaded to Snakebook or something. It's like, right, no, you can't have a selfie. You can't go on and have one of them. Like that. Yeah, bite you, sort you out. I was actually thinking about his insurance thing, and I don't know what policy would pay out on that. Like, when you go abroad, you can't even get coverage for water sports.
My travel insurance is bare minimum stuff. I mean, you got to pay, like, the big premiums just for those sort of sports.
Yeah. You're not going to get one that covers rattlesnake selfies, are you? There's not too many of them that
If you did and you want to take out, you definitely need to get that insurance.
But the other little story about this as well is how much money do you make from having antivenom these days? You know what I mean? That is some serious liquid gold there.
Oh, gosh.
$80,000 for some antivenom, essentially.
That's some good antivenom, though.
Absolutely.
Can't get that off of Amazon, you know. You have to go to some lengths to get that.
But that is a genuine business idea, to be fair. Like, I think I'm going to get a snake, keep it at home, you know, and just source my own antivenom. Like, I'll be at home, you know, just getting liquid out of my snake at home.
Priceless liquid. You've got to get them to bite on the top of the lid thing, isn't it? And then it seeps out of the fangs.
Absolutely. And I won't feel guilty for getting liquid out of my snake at home, neither. So. So, there we go. Anyone get that? No? Some people, it's gone over people's heads.
We got a tweet here. Here's one for Natalie. I don't even have to be left-handed to be a danger to society. Hashtag Bambi on ice. Hashtag padded sill pending.
Nice. With regards to the anti-venom, that's a good little business.
I think Dragon's Den,
isn't it, mate? I'm going to get some snakes out. Make a fortune.
Yes, but what percentage of the business and the turnover are you going to recoup back in a 5-year transitional period?
Look, mate, I've spelt it all out for you, okay? It's a snake, it's got venom, I'm going to sell it. Are you in or are you out? Yeah, didn't need you anyway. Off you go, off you go.
On your bike.
Yeah. So that's great. What's the next thing that's trending, INL? Right, this one actually kind of made me laugh as well.
Oh, yeah.
So basically... because we've got to get another song on here.
Time flies
when you're having
time
fun.
It's so precious.
So basically, Tesco are going to ban Ribena and Capri Sun
as well, yeah.
In a bid, in all of its stores, in a bid to tackle child obesity. So, what do you think about that?
Do you know what? Box carton drinks and, like, Capri Suns and stuff like that, they remind me of my childhood, you know, because that's the only juicy drink.
Absolutely.
That's the only juicy drink. Unless you're getting, like, squash or cordial or whatever, that's what you drink as a kid. If you have, like, if you're going on a school trip or something and you have to have packed lunch, you always have a Ribena or a Capri Sun.
So the thing that gets me is, there is child obesity. Of course there is, but surely you go for the like cans of Coke and things like that.
Panda
you know,
pops and stuff like that. Panda pops are crazy.
Exactly,
that was all sugar
and
water. That's the way it was.
Let's face it, it's fast food as well, which is making the kids fat as well. You know what I mean? Like they're just going to get rid of Ribena and then all the kids are going to turn skinny again. What are you talking about? It doesn't work like that. Do they really think these guys have got like a Ribena problem, you know what I mean? Just coming home, just being like, look, you can't have your Ribena. I said I want it. Make mine a double as well. Make it a double. I don't want excuses.
It's getting into that kind of prohibition kind of state. It's like, yeah. It's just going to get to that point where you've got little kids just literally rocking up.
You got any
Yeah, black market in the playground.
Got any Capri Sun?
I've heard there's some going round here. All
right, meet me round the boat.
I don't need a straw. I don't need a straw.
I've got my own. I've brought my own piercer.
Yeah, exactly.
Just squeeze a little bit in my mouth.
Get in my Ribena. I don't need the water. It makes it weaker.
Get spotted when you're walking out. Is that Ribena on your tongue? Yeah.
Oh, no, that's squash.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Squash
no.
Don't stain like that. Yeah. There's only one drink that stains like that.
It was tooth kind. Okay?
Yeah, so banning Ribena. These guys are absolutely...
That's nuts. Do you know what? That's one thing I know our listeners would never stand for, though. They'd never stand for that.
No.
Never stand for that.
No. I don't think they would stand for it as well. But it's literally like... trying to deal with alcoholism and banning PIMS. You know what I mean? It's not like I've got full coverage. You know what I mean? It's just a drink for a time.
But do you know what it is? It's because Tesco's so big and so large, that's going to have a massive impact on like their sales in terms of like Ribena and stuff like that. It's like, there's Tesco in every town. Well, 5 Tesco's in every town.
Exactly. But couldn't they just put like the health warnings like they do on cigarette packets on the Ribena?
On the Ribena.
Just have a couple of little fat kids standing there going, do you want to be like me? Keep drinking. Keep drinking. Get your water ratio up, mate. Get your water ratio up. Dilute it.
I used to have a six pack.
Exactly.
But then I started drinking Capri Sun.
I just can't get off it. Having to take a step down to other squash, having to take a step down to Robinson's like it's methadone. Awesome. So that is basically what's trending there, I know.
That's a fun little segment.
We've had loads of people emailing in. We'll come back to them after this song, though.
Yeah,
okay.
Get a little song on.
Got to get a bit of music. And this one, you've chosen this one. This one is Snoop Dogg.
Oh, yeah. It's from Snoop's, because Pharrell produced his last album. It's got some bangers on there. And this is one of the really nice ones that Snoop's kind of new sound, I guess, that I actually agree with.
Nice. Okay, well, this is Snoop Dogg, I Knew That.
Must be undercover. need your rest and you don't need to sleep. Don't be slacking, homie. Grab me by the groove so I don't miss a beat, baby. So tonight I'm gonna be riding on your riding on your riding on your way, girl. And I feel like, ooh, riding on your riding on your riding on your way, girl. And I feel like, ooh, I knew that.
Win tickets to Creamfields 2015. Radio are giving away 5 pairs of camping tickets to the UK's number one dance music festival, which takes place over the August bank holiday weekend. All you have to do is tweet the hashtag FoodBarRadioWin during the Friday social with Hugh Joseph and Michael Payne, and you and a friend could be on your way to the biggest dance festival of the year. Greenfields, bringing Ibiza to the UK. Johnny and I Know on FoodBar Radio.
We are back.
Yes,
back
yes.
On there. So I might as well square with the listeners with what just happened there. I did try to start speaking and realise I hadn't turned my mic up. And I know it's pointing at me, go, what are you doing? So, Gerd, we're back. We're back. Back with a bang. That's a nice little Snoop Dogg tune there.
Thank you. Yeah, it's nice. It's all right, isn't it?
Different direction, isn't it?
It is a bit of a different direction there. It's a far cry from the Doggy Style days, isn't it?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I presume I know what you mean by that. We've had a few emails here. Hello, dancing title. Mm. Hello, it's my first time listening and you guys are bloody funny.
Oh, well, thank you very much. It's always nice to win over new people.
Absolutely, you're a charmer. I fancy learning a new dance and was wondering if you can suggest one. I can do the Lambada, Macarena and Running Man, but I fancy adding another one to my repertoire. Bob chilling in home base.
Oh.
Who chills in home base?
Yeah. Bob does.
Just talk about it, he's had a row with his wife. Oh, I'm off. I'm just going to chill. Oh, he's
have
up
little,
to his...
Have a little dance.
Off to his usual space at home base. Don't come back till you chilled yourself out.
Oh, very mature. Go on then. Oh, spending the whole weekend in B&Q, are you?
Yeah. Oh. Absolutely. It ain't just to look for stuff for the house, Bob, is it? It's every weekend.
No. Every time you look for something for the house, you always buy it, but you never put it out.
Exactly. So keep chilling, Bob. Any new dances?
Do the doggy. I always like that one. It's always doggy. A fun one. Do the Dougie, do the Dougie. If you don't know it, you YouTube it, Bob. You got time. You're chilling, isn't it?
Yeah, if not, I always throw the robot out there. That's what gets them impressed.
Yeah.
Next one is Wrestle. Oh, yeah. loving the show, guys. Thank you. If you thought The Godfather was bad, do you remember OAP? Mate, oh dear.
I can't remember OAP.
Oh, I do remember.
I'm going to have to do a Google
search. Do you remember OAP Mae Young giving birth to hand after sleeping with sexual chocolate, Mark Henry, Pete in London? Yeah, that was a shocking moment.
Oh, I do remember.
That's terrible. Literally, it's an old age pensioner woman.
Yeah.
Who's apparently got with sexual chocolate, and oh, it's just, that was scandalous. Just reminded me of that, Pete. Those were bad days. next one, drink shout out. Do you remember Umbungo?
Oh, Umbungo, yeah.
It was an elixir from heaven. Yes, it was.
Lovely choice of words.
Poppy in Oakland.
Elixir from heaven.
Absolute way down deep in the middle of the Congo, isn't it?
Oh,
yeah. Umbungo, yeah. Okay. No, I remember that very
someone's
much.
Someone's busting out a little rhyme.
Yeah. But you know what? Like, some of those drinks, they change flavour over time. Because you know another one that did? Tizer. Do you remember Tizer?
I never drank Tizer. I remember it, but I never drank it, though.
Oh, I was big on Tizer.
Would it change taste?
Yeah.
Would they change the fruits or something?
Yeah, I swear, the makeup of it was different, and then I just stopped drinking it. But it's now gone back to its original taste, so I'm a fan again.
Mm-hmm.
Lilt changed at one point as well.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, really, really disappointing. And Umbongo just doesn't exist anymore, which is a shame, to be fair.
Had the nice little cartoon advert. That's why all the kids wanted it. It was just for the advert was cool.
Yeah.
Had the little words at the bottom, innit, so you can sing along. Yes, I will. Yes, I will sing along.
Those were the days. That's what.
You can't sing along to nothing now.
That's all you need, just to be... someone else is mentioning Bongo as well.
There we go.
Oh, here we go.
Bands. Don't ban that in Tesco.
Mbongo, way down deep in the middle of the Congo. Oh. A hippo took an apricot, a guava and a mango. He stuck it with the others and he danced a dirty tango. Yeah. The miner said, I know, well, we'll call it Mbongo, Mbongo, Mbongo. They drink it in the Congo. The pipe and pick the passion fruit. I'm done. That'll do.
Hey, they provided the words for you and you gave up halfway.
Oh, yeah. Just my reading was letting me down there.
I tell you what, the dyslexia was just kicking in.
Yeah.
There's so much pressure. I mean, I've got to press the buttons. I've got to read.
We've got another... Oh, yeah, there we go. We know who this is as well. Ribena, it's my favourite show on FUBAR, Johnny and I Now.
Oh, I know who sent this email.
Yeah. It's Oliver. Friend of the show. So I used to be addicted to cola bottles and Ribena when
yes,
I was a kid.
Big.
I ate a pack a day of cola bottles, cane a carton of Ribena, get all hopped up and run around causing mayhem. Oh, the good old days.
Yeah, I remember that. You know what used to get me hyped? Those strawberry shoelaces. You know the tangy ones?
Yeah.
Those ones, you put them in your mouth and then they just screw up your face. You'd be like, wah. And then, but because they're laces, you're like chewing them in and then it's like, wah.
Do you know, I've eaten so many of them at one point that it actually starts to... You get sugar burns on your tongue. Have you ever had that?
Oh, gosh.
Like sugar burns, yeah.
Yeah, you need to go see, check that out.
No, they've healed now. Don't worry, the emotional scars are still there, but the physical ones are gone, which is good.
We got... Oh, sorry, carry on.
But there was this girl I went to school with, actually, and you know the stage where we started drinking... Well, not everyone started drinking, but we started, like, staying over the park, getting a bit boozed up or whatever, and she genuinely would say, "No, I don't drink. All I need is some cheriade and some sweets. It gets me absolutely off my rocker." Right?
Oh God!
So we're all be
no
like,
need for alcohol here.
Exactly.
Can I say no thanks?
We're smuggling our first ventures into the alcohol world, like the white lightning and stuff on a roundabout, and she's there just absolutely off on one, off her cola bottles and cheriade. Just literally going,
just give me the cherry. I'll know what to do.
Exactly. Can't someone calm her down?
We got a tweet here. Umbongo and Wagon Wheels in my school pet lunch was a guaranteed good day. Wagon Wheels were good as well. I used to love those.
Yeah.
They reduced the size though, didn't they? They used to be a lot bigger, and then they just like.
Yeah. Did you have a packed lunch box?
I didn't have a packed lunch box. Only on school trips. I was school dinners.
I had a packed lunch box, a Ghostbusters one at one point.
Oh,
I'm still proud
jealous,
of it now.
Jealous.
Yeah, I don't know what happened to that.
I always wanted a Ninja Turtles one, and then my mum was always like, "Well, you're not packed lunch. There's no point in me spending money on a lunchbox that you ain't gonna use."
You don't get it, Mum. It's for show.
It's Ninja Turtles.
Exactly.
Well, Hero Turtles as. None over here.
Yeah, absolutely. But it's all about projection, isn't it? You know what I mean? It's what people get from you. And if you're the cool kid rolling in with a mutant Ninja Turtles lunchbox, you're giving off that you're the cool kid. That's what mums need to know. So, we are moving on to our Lendonear section.
It's time for Lendonear. So, for those that don't know, it's real people with real problems. Send them in, and then we're going to attempt to answer them. If you have some problems of your own, then you can still send them in to us right now, and we'll try and answer them. The email address is johnnyandinell@foobarradio.com.
Yep.
Okay. This one is actually a problem update. A few weeks ago, some of you might remember, we had someone who was having trouble in the office with a stalker. The stalker was literally attaching themselves to them because they were being really nice to her, and so she was the only person speaking to her in the office, and so therefore she just clung on to her.
Yeah, it was getting a bit intense though, wasn't it? It was getting a bit intense. Was like every minute, like, "Why haven't you spoken to me today?" and stuff like
yeah.
A bit crazy.
So basically, she's a nutcase, and now we've got a little update. So here we go. The stalker Sam has upset the partners she PAs for, and one of the teams as well. She's already been taken off of work, working with another partner, because she's constantly arguing and having a go at him. I'm hoping she gets her P45 soon. She even had the audacity to say, "How could anyone fall out with me?" Like she didn't have to supposedly cut out all her female mates for being jealous of her. It's terrible. She's 34 years old. That's the problem. I feel bad for her because she has no family and her mum died when she was 16. So I had been so patient with her. But she's not good at her work or getting on with people. I honestly work very hard at my career and get on with everyone. So I'm worried about being tarred with the same brush as her by association. So, if that makes sense, the big bosses figure she is a troublemaker and I don't need that label on me. She's getting worse. Any more advice?
Right, so she's really cranking it up a bit, isn't she? Kind of stalky.
It's kicking off now.
Yeah. It's getting to a stage where you might have to get a bodyguard or someone close to you to just make sure that you're safe, basically.
Mm. Oh, there's a little bit here. Sorry, I left out. It was that plus two of her three housemates have just said they are leaving because they can't deal with living with her.
Right.
Awkward. So, oof. This sounds like it's getting to the dangerous stage now.
Yeah. But to be fair, I mean, it's quite. There's two things to situations like this, isn't there? Always. Mm. It's kind of like, you know, there is the basic side where you go, well, this is absolutely quite heavy. But for someone to be like this, there must be some serious stuff going wrong for them. You know what I mean? Sounds like a real loose cannon.
Definitely does, man. I mean, everybody knows like there's a weirdo or something like that, like associated like at work or something like that. But this is I've never heard of a case this extreme though.
Yeah, I mean it's the mates that are jealous of her as well. You know, I mean, like, oh, you're just jealous. I love it when people say that. Yeah. Oh, yeah. You know, you don't like me. That's just because you're jealous. No,
you're just jealous of my life, and you want the lifestyle that I lead.
Yeah,
exactly. No, that's not it. No,
but yeah, it's weird how all those people are jealous of you keep leaving your life because they don't want nothing to do with you. Thank you very much. But yeah, so it sounds like. Like people are catching up with this girl.
Yeah.
I like literally leaving, and that's making her more anxious and therefore clinging even more to
That's why I say she needs to get an exit very quick. Like she says at the end, she doesn't want it to kind of tarnish her career because she's working hard at it, but she's known in the office as the stalker's known in the office as like a troublemaker. And if she's associated with her being the only person that actually speaks to her, that could be quite dangerous. I mean, you don't want to be like, oh, the only person she talked to was her.
Yeah, it's you're her safety net.
Yeah.
That's bad. That's bad news.
Yeah, that is
I mean,
bad.
The thing is it's a difficult one. She was storming in and out of my office and huffing because I was too busy to speak to her. She woke in and go, when are you going to get off the phone?
You're 34, love. Give it a rest.
You're older than me.
Exactly. Sort it out. But
she needs a boyfriend. That's what it is. That which guy's going to get with her, though?
Yeah, exactly. I wouldn't be up for any of that nonsense. None of that nonsense.
Even the Loverman, Mr. Johnny.
Well, good to see what. Mr. Loverman. Johnny, now sort it out. I don't want to hear no more huffing off you. All right.
Is that huffing?
Yeah, is that huffing? Hey, off you go. She's saying she hopes she gets her P45 soon. Hmm. It might be worth asking the bosses, are you going to fire her and then get her to...
Yeah.
Would you mind if I give the P45 myself, you know, and then roll over and be like, yeah, you huffing again, bang, smack in your face, that's P45 time, out of it.
This is definitely something where you need to get HR involved, though, I think. I mean, that's what they're there for, and if you need to at least let your bosses know you're not associated with her, you're just being a nice person about the office, because my thing is, protect your career and your life, and don't let her ruin that. That's the main thing.
Yeah, no, that's astute advice, Mr. Tomlinson, astute advice.
Whereas Johnny's one is, smack her in the face!
Yeah. with a P45.
Smack! Yeah?
You're done!
Hey, take that to the job center.
Get
there
in a jobby. Tell them your problems, I'm sure they want to hear it. Get out of here. Right, so next problem I know.
Yeah, next problem.
So, received this one today.
Oh, fresh.
I have a friend who's been with her boyfriend for 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
She's happy enough, but for some reason, she can't get him to have sex with her anymore. She is being rationed to one to once or twice every few weeks. He tells her he's too tired, etc. Mm-hmm. We have run out of ideas to get him going, and she's like really hot. Mm-hmm. What do you think is best to do?
I do you know what? I'm not saying I kind of identify with this one, but I feel like I can understand. Oh. Like,
okay.
it's nice.
That's right, you're just a friend, mate. I mean, I'm too tired. Whereas, I mean... Go on then, let's have another go.
Let's have another.
Yeah, no.
Do you know what it is? It's because, like, it sounds like... It. He either could just be tired, but he could be, like, a bit down. He could be depressed and whatnot. And I guess the last thing you want to do is... ruin a good thing by attempting sex and then failing at it miserably because you are miserable.
Yeah.
And so
it's a very good point, actually. A lot of people don't think about that with guys because everyone just assumes guys are just constantly randy, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
which
is
often true, but not always.
But that's what I mean. Like most of us kind of are like that, but when it gets to a point where we're rejecting sex, that's when you know it's a bigger problem than just her. It's not her.
But often girls can be like, "Oh, it's me," because he's not that. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
with me, and that won't. That's not always the case, is it?
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Exactly.
I mean, there's a couple of things in this little problem that I find hilarious. For a start, it's always someone's friend. You know what I mean? I've got a friend who's got a couple of issues, right? I mean, they're like me in every way. They look like me, but they're just a mate.
Is that same friend that had that problem last week?
Exactly. Has your friend's rash gone yet? No? Okay. The other thing is that the term she's being rationed to once or twice every few weeks. I love that. Literally, like, she can use her ration book. Like,
you can claim one.
Yeah, exactly. You can use it tonight. Okay.
Expires.
Exactly. It's got expiry dates on it. Yeah. Exactly. A buy one, get one free coupon.
Tell you what, can I cash in one BJ now? And then...
Just a bit of touching. Do I get any nectar points with this? So I do love the rationed. That's quality. And, you know, it's always... The other one is, she's smoking hot. You know what I mean? Like, I'm sure that's not really mattering at that point, is it? It's like, yeah, but... I'm tired.
But that's the information that makes me think she's not the problem. Because if she's smoking hot, then it's never an issue getting, like, and ready to go at it. That makes me think it must be something deeper.
Yeah.
Because otherwise, I mean, if he was saying she was a minger, then I was like, oh, well, that's the problem.
Yeah,
like,
yeah. But I also love from this thing as well, we have run out of ideas.
Oh.
Do you know what I mean?
Who else is involved?
Exactly. You give him this little mother's meeting of... Well, we're going to have to do something about your sex life, definitely, yeah. Have you tried the Viagra? Yeah, have you tried it yet?
Do you want me to have words with him?
Absolutely. Get your oysters out. Yeah, get your I mean, like, the aphrodisiac,
I was with you, I was picking pineapples as well.
I weren't being crass.
Oh, just happy to have some pineapples here.
Right, fantastic. But, yeah, no, in general, I guess what we're saying there is, don't put too much kind of pressure. If you pressure it, it recoils,
doesn't it? It makes it worse. And, he will, like, guys, if it just dies out and then it never comes back, then I guess that's that. But you have to kind of give him time and understanding and, I guess, take things slow and nice like that. And he will eventually, you know... ration you to 3 days.
Exactly. He'll give you some more ration tickets.
I tell you what, extra coupons today.
he winks at you as he gives you them. Oh, there's a couple of extra ones in there.
Like a dinner lady at school. Exactly. She gives you extra helpings.
I gave you an extra ticket this week, so you've been good.
You have to use it this week, though.
Yeah, exactly.
Next week, no, you're back
after
to
the football. I think there could. The only thing that could be in your control is maybe you can do some stuff to spice it up a little bit.
Yeah,
you know,
dressing up nice always goes down well with guys.
Oh, wow. Okay, you went dressing up nice. Huh? Okay, mate. Huh? Rein it in a little bit. Yeah, don't want to really lower the tone. Just give it a little bit of this. Just roll in there. Just be like, I'm cashing in my ration voucher today. Thank you very much. And then get a bit of that on, you know what I mean? It's all going on. get some music in the background.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. You can't make love without no backing soundtrack, man. Put the CD on.
Put a CD on. Absolutely. Can also go for this.
I'm the world's greatest.
That wouldn't work, actually, would it? Mm. In fact, R. Kelly's a bit of a mood killer.
We've literally just had a little update on the previous
story. Oh, wow, yeah,
oh, my God, me, myself and my manager were in tears listening in the office, praying to God that she didn't come in and throw chairs at us. So they're literally listening to us give the advice just there, and she didn't come in, so that's great.
So
stay safe, ladies.
She didn't walk in and go, oh.
You have time to listen to radio, but you don't have time to talk to me.
You have time to listen to radio about some crazy woman who's harassing her people in work.
Oh, my God. Could have talked to me about
exactly.
That. I could have gave you some advice.
Right, do you know what I know? I think we should crack another song on.
Let's crack on, man. Yeah.
This song, I actually love it. It's old. Well, it's not old school. It's quite recent, but in general, it's a wicked tune. Everyone knows it, but it is just a great tune. This is Route 94 and Jess Glynn, My Love.
Man, you thought it was actually him. You was like, gosh.
Well, I didn't, because I can see you. They might.
I'd stare right at you, mate.
And for, is that actually him? That's a female vocalist there?
Is it?
Yeah, you know the song well, mate. Oh, no, okay. Real well. Oh. Yeah, real classy. Okay. We won't tell Jess Glynn.
I guess
just
my
say,
love is a bit different.
Oh, indeed. Touché. Singing to different people. That's fine. Excellent. That was Jess Glynn and Route 94 with My Love. Absolutely.
It's
excellent.
A nice song.
Now, we've managed to sort a little new sound here, I know.
Oh, yeah.
Way down deep in the middle of the Congo, a hippo took an apricot, a glover, and a mango. He stuck up with the others and he danced a big tango. Rhino said, I know, we'll call it Umbongo. Umbongo, diggy diggy congo. The python picked the passion fruit, the mama said, the mandarin, the parrot painted pandas, the bugaboo, you land it is. So when it comes to sun and fun and goodness in the jungle, they all prefer the sunny, funny one they call Umbongo.
Libby's Umbongo.
So,
Nibby's.
I think it was Libby's, but yeah, Libby's. That was for all the people, the big Umbongo fans.
Umbongo fans out there, shout out to all the Umbongos.
Absolutely. That was like proper really fast rapping as well, that was, wasn't it? It's like Bonefugs and Harmony or something. Coming out. Bonefugs and Harmony's first track, Umbongo.
And then that's when Biggie looked at me like, I want to work with them.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Get them in here now.
Get them in the studio. Let's drop
absolutely. A few tracks. They were also writing for Scatman John, I think, as well. Some of his great hits. Right, I know, we are in the...
Oh, what happened to Scatman? Ah, you just reminded me. Sorry, I interrupted your flow, but you just got memories just flying back out.
I don't know what happened to Scatman. I'd imagine my guess would be he's dead. To be honest, he weren't that. He was pretty old when he was actually rocking it, wasn't he?
But Jim used to wear that hat, didn't he?
Yeah. Then when I got older, I found out Scat meant something else as well. Terrible. Anyway.
Don't type it in on the internet.
Don't go looking for Scatman, guys, honestly. Not a pretty sight.
That's not what I remember.
Who is he? Who is this man? Why is he doing that? Anyway.
so blast this, from the past.
It's the blast from the past section. So, I know this week our buzzword is sports.
Sports.
It is sports. So I'll fire right in. So basically, my best sport has always been football. I like playing football. I tried the other sports, so I was never really that good at it. I remember rugby. I could have been all right at that.
What about rounders? Everybody's good at rounders.
Yeah, I'm actually decent at rounders, but, you know, it don't really get you the chicks, does it? Being good at rounders, eh? Exactly. Whack. Oh, go, Johnny, go! You know, you got some mums cheering for you, but really, you want to be the striker scoring goals in football. Then, you're onto a winner. So, basically, I did try rugby, but I remember I missed my, I missed the class in PE where we learnt how to tackle. And so, I've never really been able to tackle in rugby. And I went to training that night, having not done the tackling practice, and I was tackling people around the neck.
Oh,
like the geezer was just blowing up the whistle. He's like, what are you doing, mate? You could have killed him.
You're playing bulldog.
Exactly.
It's a totally different game.
Just clotheslining people, straight bushwhacker styles.
You're going for the ball.
So I basically gave up rugby, right? And football was my main hobby. And basically, I continued to play football. I pretty much gave it up for a little bit when I was in school, but overall, I've continued to play football. I still play football now over Hackney Marshes. I've also been told I've got the best touch over the Marshes.
Oh, okay. Telling all the scouts out there.
Yeah, I should have made it.
Fairly scouts for listening.
So basically, right, my football career has led me to one of the greatest scenes. Like, there's not many times I've fallen to my knees crying with laughter, but this happened, right? So I started playing when I was back home for this men's team, like, and it had loads of old geezers playing as well, right? So you had some young people and then you had old geezers, right? Mm. And all of the old guys, when they play for this team, all want to talk about how they nearly made it. I had trials for Charlton. You don't understand. I've played at a different level to you, mate. Listen, and they've come up with some obscure, like, person. Like, do you know Terry Phelan? Yeah, ex-Manchester City player. I used to play with him in school. He said I was better than him.
25 years ago.
Exactly. I should have made it, but my knee... Why didn't you? My knee. You know, the knee's gone out. So, basically, we go over to this team, and there's this guy there called Mal. He won't be listening, so I don't mind. His name's Mario, right?
Putting his name out on blast.
Oh, on blast, absolutely. It's blast and pass. So, basically... This guy is like a fat dude, but he's like the chief guy. He's captain of the team, and he's the chief guy for saying, like, I should have made it. I've played at a different level. One of the most beautiful things he used to do, right, is my mate Cowley, he thinks he's a bit of a player or whatever, you know, pulls his socks up, thinks he's Ricky Kakar and stuff like that. So basically, Cowley used to always want to get on the free kicks, and at what every time without foul, Cowley would go to take a free kick, and Mal would run up from the back because he's playing centre half. He'd go, "Walk away, Joe! Walk away! Walk away, Joe!" And then he'd take this free kick, and he just would blast it over the bar, like completely into the car park, and then run back, and no one would say anything. It's like, this guy is ridiculous, right? So basically, here comes the moment when I literally collapse, literally. There is one little side story which I will add in. For some reason, right, I think it's because I was the only black guy on the team, but I got labelled as being the guy, the fast guy. Just literally, I had just turned up for training. They went, "Oh, we've got a fast guy," and another guy, "You haven't even seen me run yet, mate. You haven't even seen me run."
Just come out of changing room.
Exactly. I'm not even that fast. You know, I was back in the day, but I'm done. You know, yeah. So Mal would boot the ball, like, literally into... It was a shocking ball. It's basically straight out of play. Like, and then he'd look at me and go, "Johnny, where's all this pace I'm hearing about?" Like, I should get onto it, right? So anyway, here comes the wonderful team, right? So he's having a go at everyone in this game. He's literally like, "Oh, you know, sort it out. No one's playing well. Who's up for this?" He's just talking with his mouth. He's a shocking player, right? So at one point, as you can only get in Sunday League football, the ball gets put into the box, right? Gets put into the box, and it starts bouncing around, like, with, you know, just people swinging legs at it. It's just Benny Hill stuff, right? Literally, everyone's like, "I'll get rid of it. I'll get with Chuckle Brothers," you know, like, all of this. And I'm watching in disbelief, right? And this actually unfolded in the middle of this scene. Mal stops and goes, "What are you messing around for? This is how you clear it." He runs up to kick the ball, hits an air kick, misses the ball, and then striker just taps it in the net. And I literally collapsed on the floor, crying. I couldn't get up. It was unbelievable. You couldn't write, "This is how you clear it." Oh.
1-0.
It's just shocking. So that is my, that's what sports reminds me of, I know. And because it's football, I'm going to play this song, a bit of a shake-up for our show. This is by Simple Minds, "Alive and Kicking." And it's a song that reminds me of football because it used to be on one of the Sky Sports adverts. So here it comes. That is Simple Minds. That is "Alive and Kicking." You feeling that, Arnel?
Yeah, it's bringing me back to the old Top of the Pops days.
Is it?
Yeah.
That's bringing me back.
It's bringing me back. Yeah,
blue blast.
Nice blast from the past.
Oh, of course it is. We've got a few emails firing in as well, so we'll get to them. Why don't you do your blast from the past, and then we'll do the emails after that.
Sweet. Okay. Well, sports. Well, you reminded me of cross country, because I love running. It's one of been my things from when I was a kid.
Forrest Gump.
Yeah. Run, Einel, run!
Run, Einel, run!
I'm running.
Looks like a box of chocolates. They've melted.
That's why I'm in the friend zone. But basically, because I remember the transition from primary school to secondary, because in primary I used to think I was the fastest. Everyone used to think they're the fastest, because you only run a couple of metres, and it was like, yeah, that's a race!
Yeah.
from there to there. You win! And so I always thought I was great at running. And going to secondary school, I remember it was like one of the first PE lessons. It was across country. It was the whole year, all the boys in the year doing it, and then all the girls would do it after us. And then I remember all the boys doing it first, and then it was like everyone's lining up, and then everyone's just ready to sprint, because we've never done the course before. It was running around the two fields, and our school had like a red gra as well, and run around the red gra as well. Everyone's just ready, like at the front, just ready, just like half it. And I had my asthma pump in my pocket as well at the time.
Oh, you were prepared.
I was ready, you know. And it was like, they spin the whistle, shitting. Everyone is like putting on full pelt, just like. Before we even get to the first corner, everyone's like,
got it.
All these people start going past me, and I'm like, oh no. I was like in 10th at first, and then now I'm like in 20th, then I'm like 40th, and I'm like, oh no, what's going on? Like,
the asthma pump's not giving you any juice.
That's when I started using it. That's the first time I started using. I basically got my asthma pump, get a little boosted, like, and then I'll be sprinting again.
What was in that pump, Arnel? Well, you'd failed some tests there, definitely.
Don't know what was in it. I knew I had to shake it up a couple of times. So I used that like 3-4 times at least. I've never used like my asthma pump that much in my life. Like I used to have asthma as a kid, but I used to use like once a week, if that. I used it at least 4 times that race.
Oh,
just like shifting. But I've always been a fan of running, and my mum is always also a runner as well, and she does like Saturday park runs. And so I said, yeah, I'll join you on one particular time. And I got there, and it's all people like kind of my age, but mainly older. But and then there's also a few families that like there's a few dads and mums that come with their little ones.
Mm.
And I'm thinking, it's just a little run around the park, little 5K thing. Nothing serious.
Easy. Got my pump in my pocket anyway.
Pump in my pocket already. So I'm getting my tunes ready on my phone, and all of a sudden they just all shift off, because at 9 o'clock dead on, they all just run. They don't like whistle anything. They just know as soon as it hits 9, that's when it starts, and we time from 9. So everyone starts darting off, and I'm like, oh, okay, it's like that. So I'm like, pace myself this time. Learnt my lessons.
Yeah.
I start like that, doing a little casual jog, and but I just see everyone in front of me. They're not like maintaining the pace, they're all just shifting, but they're all like at a speed that it's like they're not going to slow down. And there's old people in front of me, and so I'm running a 5K, and I'm like, okay, I'm about 5 minutes in, and I'm like, I'm not really catching up to anybody at this speed, and there's at least a couple of old geezers in front of me. I was like, I can't have that. And then the worst thing was, it was like a 12-year-old just overtook.
Oh, absolutely.
I got overtook like a 12-year-old. I was like, nah, I'm not having that. Started shifting. And then all of a sudden, I was like, no, just pay. That's it. Just one person every couple of, like, every 30 seconds, I'll try and go past them. Go on. And then I just remember putting in, like, some drum and bass in my ears, and I just started shifting.
First the 12-year-old. He's gone, yeah.
Passed him. Then the OAP. Yeah. Passed him.
Percy's next.
But they have like such a strong community, like doing these race park runs, that like when I finished, it was like, oh, I see you like started embarrassing everybody then. I was like, what do you mean? I was like, oh, you started off behind and then you just overtook everybody. Everybody's like running their own race, and you're like,
dashing by.
Who's this young bod just like running past everybody? Come on, old timer.
Pushing people out of the way.
Get out of the way.
If you can't move it, you're going to lose it.
So that's what sports reminds me of, me shifting past old people and using my asthma pump as a stimulant to win races.
Awesome.
But I picked the tune Bungle, Would You Do It All Again. It's a drum and bass tune, but it's one of the tunes I always have as my like last ditch
like sprinting tune. It's like one of the ones where I'm like, yeah, this is it. This is me. I'm racing now.
Okay.
If you enjoy it, let me know. If you don't, okay.
Awesome. we'll play that song in 2 seconds, Arnell.
We got a few emails,
so we'll do it then.
Oh yeah.
Holidays. Hey, Johnny and Arnell, I'm off on holiday next week. Ooh. I will have your shows all saved up to listen to on the app, so entertainment is sorted.
Thank you.
As you guys are connoisseurs of good taste and trend, I was wondering if you could help me with my poolside wardrobe. Should I go for speedos or board shorts? I don't know if there's ever a time.
A guy,
that's
right?
From Oliver. Yeah, again. I don't know if there's ever a time for speedos, Oliver. Definitely not as well.
No.
And if you get, you know, you don't want to be getting a random on.
Yeah, get some decent boxes and then you can wear them outside the pool and jump in the pool anytime.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Go for board shorts. That's what we're going for there, Rolly. Money. Did you get pocket money this week, Pen the Saucepot Man?
This week?
I don't even know. I don't even know. No, I don't get pocket money anymore. So
neither do I.
Yeah,
I wish I did.
Yeah, although our bank accounts could probably do with them. But
I'll tell you what, that extra 50p will go a long way.
Absolutely. Just need a couple of sweets to cheer me up. To be honest,
sort of fruit pastels.
So no pocket money. Yeah, it's a shame. Sports. Sorry to bombard you with emails. Oh, it's Oliver again. It's a slow work day. I remember sports day at my school. I hated it. Always came last in every event. Also get picked last for every team during PE. Oliver?
Well, it sounds like Oliver's not really got the beach body, so definitely no speedos.
Yeah, make sure you ain't got your speedos on, mate.
Yeah, don't use them.
Absolutely. I didn't mind sports at school. I thought it was all right.
Yeah.
Yeah, not too bad.
I always enjoyed PE. PE was one of my things, yeah.
Awesome. One more. And that's sport time. When playing under 13 football, turned up in Birmingham, one member of the opposition turned up in a car, and the other two... It's like he's playing under 13 football. Yeah. Turned up in Birmingham. One member of the under 13 team turns up in a car, and the other two had to wear tracksuit bottoms because their legs were so hairy. loving the show, Simon in Birmingham.
Anything to win a cup.
Yeah, exactly. There is no way that guy's 12. He's coming bold.
I want that Power League cap.
Oh, that's quality. You used to always get one of them, some ringers in there, definitely.
Legs are
still here.
That's great.
Well, he's gone through PB early. What can we say? He's drove here in a car.
that's my email of the day so far, Simon. Definitely. Well done.
Right, so we're going to get your tune on. That's Bungle, or Would You Do It All Again? Here it comes.
We'll be right back.
Yes, yes, yes. You're listening to Johnny and I Nell live and loud on FUBA Radio.
Oh yes, oh yes. Let me play that little. Oh no, I've played the wrong one there. Oh, because the sound's been changed.
Live and loud with Johnny and Arnell.
That's what I was going for.
Radio.
I don't want our show's sound cue to be on Bungo theme tune.
Racist.
Exactly. You're listening to Johnny and Arnell live and out.
Way down deep in the middle of the jungle.
I swear he said he was from the Caribbean.
Oh, dear. Well, Arnell, we have been joined by our absolutely super sensational guest, Mr. Ian Sterling!
Hello. Hello. If we could have less, as a white man, if we could have less race-based bungo, and I could actually get involved, that would be ideal.
Yeah, you were like, oh, is it all going to be on bungo stuff?
I'm just sitting in the corner hating my grandparents. That's all I'm doing.
Good stuff, good stuff. So, Mr. Ian Sterling, you are a super... super talented comedian.
Thanks, then.
You're also a super talented voiceover man as well, aren't you?
I do voices on TV shows now.
Yeah.
I was, I do a thing called Love Island.
Yeah, I watched that show. I actually ended up getting hooked on it.
Mate, I didn't know about it. And then when I got asked to do it, I was like, oh, I'll just do it. And then after about day three, I was like, this is incredible, man.
Yeah.
I just got paid to watch people have sex and say sarcastic things.
Yeah. Do that anyway.
I know. I would happily do that in my spare time. So, yeah, it was good. I liked it. It was a good show.
I mean, are they auditioning for that part next year? Because I definitely could get
what,
paid
the voiceover
to...
bit?
Yeah,
I'm
yeah.
I'm not going to come out here and tout out work. I mean, I want to do it.
If anyone does want my gig.
I was a football show. Well, I didn't get paid, now I've not got a job.
Yeah, yeah, that's how we work at football. We strip your assets.
Your bailiff. I don't know what
it is. I mean, you've got a great voice, though, man. Have you insured it yet? Have you got to that stage where you're like, I'm going to insure my voice?
I don't know if you can insure your voice.
You can insure your voice.
You can. Yeah. You
know,
can.
One thing I did get is, me and David Tennant are from the same area,
yeah.
So loads of people at the beginning were on Twitter going like, oh, David Tennant's career's going not well.
He's on Love Island, yeah, Doctor Who.
Oh, his tax bill must have been big this year. Like, what is going on? So yeah, I get that a lot. And then also I got a few comedians, when W1A came out, loads of comedians were like, oh mate, you're so good in the voice on W1A. And obviously I went, oh, because
yeah.
I'm taking that, because that was a good show.
We'll take it as well, because, guys, this has been awesome. We've managed to get our biggest guest so far, David Tennant, who's on the show. So, don't ask us how we've done it.
Oh, we're getting a lot of Doctor Who, but she's coming in right now.
Absolutely. So that Love Island looked wicked. I saw you on there a few times as well, literally just... seemingly having it large. You just would come on, say your bits, which are funny as well, and then you just...
On a Thursday, I'd go on the live show, and I sat on a couch, answered about three questions, and then went and got drunk.
Perfect.
Ideal. I'll get paid to do that forever.
I do a similar thing in Wetherspoons, actually. I get asked questions by the police. And then they occasionally...
Questions such as, sir, can you please leave?
Yeah. And why have you soiled yourself? all of those buzz questions. Now, the thing is, Ian, if you haven't been on the show so far, so you won't necessarily know that in this part of the show, when we do get guests on, we ask the big questions.
Mm-hmm.
The big
questions.
Big questions, okay.
Big ones.
Absolutely, like, you know, to your root, to your core, okay. You ready to deal with that?
I think I'm ready. I read the Metro this morning.
Excellent.
I know about all the big issues.
He's done his own work.
Bit of a wasted effort, actually. These are going to be mainly about your opinion on things. So,
there we go.
So, if you could have played any character in a TV show or film, which one would it be?
I would go with Bungle from Rainbow.
Oh.
Bungle. Right, okay.
Because you've got anonymity.
Right.
You get to wear a bear suit.
Right.
And you're like, and you're the character of a generation.
Right, okay. Okay. I was not expecting that, but I'm going to be honest.
What's wrong with Bungle?
I don't know, you could have been like, you know, I want to be Mad Max, or I want to be, you know, like Superman or something. But you've gone.
Don't let him feel bad about his choice. He's made his choice.
I'm giving you the big answers to the big questions.
I want to be Bungle.
I'll be Bungle. Thanks very much.
Fair play, fair play, Bungle.
And think, and then in about 20 years' time, you got an amazing photo with me with the suit on, but no head. No, you see that sometimes.
Oh, that like destroys childhood, though.
No, like Darth Vader with his helmet on, the actor.
Yeah.
That'll be it, and I'd like that.
Oh, right. So you don't kind of want the fame of playing the part. You want to be unknown in the first place, and then...
I want to be unknown. I want to go about my business. I want to be able to be in a Weatherspoons, but then also be a...
Yeah.
I'm a famous guy.
Do you just want to be someone whispering in the corner?
That guy used to be Bungle. No, look at him. Bungle's let himself go.
Is it Jeff? Who's the guy that's the human in Rainbow?
Yeah, I think it was Jeff.
Yeah, he's a cab driver in London now. He's a black cab driver, yeah.
Oh, right.
I don't know if that's really interesting or tragic.
Yeah.
How did you find out? Was he in the back of his cab?
I know loads of people have been in his cab.
Oh, right. I don't know if I'd recognise him, to be fair.
Yeah, I wouldn't. Yeah. What about the curtains? He had that bowl kind of haircut, didn't he? Like a mop.
I never really watched Rainbow, I'll be honest, guys. That's why I was stunned by Bungle as well. But there you go.
You thinking it was the pink one, weren't you?
Well, I do know that Zipper, yeah.
No, Zippy's one with
a zip. What are you talking about? It's like the one with a zip.
Yeah.
The pink one's a peg or something.
Yeah.
Oh.
George.
I'm massively out of my depth here, too. I can't believe I'm being shouted
Someone's
down.
Someone's asking the big questions. Don't know the big answers.
The big rainbow answers. So fair enough.
Well, I've got one. I've got a big one.
Got a big question, I know. Right.
Big question. Back in the day,
right,
when you was a little man, was you a Nintendo boy or a Sega boy?
I was a Sega boy.
Is it?
Oh,
Sonic
Jager.
All the way, was it?
Sonic, because you didn't have to put the cartridge in and the game would play.
Yeah.
That blew my mind.
Yeah, that's cool.
I was like, there's no cartridge in this, but it's playing a game.
Was that the Master System?
What, Alex the Kid built in?
Oh, Alex the Kid. I was always a Sonic boy, so I never got the Alex the Kid built in, but I think I wanted Alex the Kid.
They did have a Sonic one as well, later on, yeah.
Yeah, see, I just came to it later. And I had, what was the one with it? You could be the red fighting guy and the blue fighting guy and you walked through the levels.
Oh, the Smash Up Brothers or something, isn't it?
Smash TV.
You were like ninjas. Oh, that was quality, that game.
Streets of Rage.
Streets of Rage.
Yeah.
What a game. B was a... diving kick.
That was a wicked game.
That's a combo that you need to remember for life.
Flying
kick. A and B.
I remember when you're playing with a mate, and because you could only walk up and down, but you could get in the way of each other.
Yeah.
I'm trying to go down, bro. I'm trying to go down.
Yeah. Get them away.
That's when you used to hold on to them if you touched each other.
Oh,
get off me. What are you grabbing me for?
Those big sumo things came through the wall. And if like four of them came out, you were like, what's the point? This is impossible.
Those were the days when you could literally spend 9-10 hours trying to complete a game, you know, and because you couldn't even save it at certain points in some of them games as well.
No.
You'd have to continually go through.
That was it, they're like Double Dragon and stuff. You had to finish it one sitting, otherwise that's it. Start again.
Yeah.
I used to get my mates when I was near the end of the level. This is on the truth. I'd get them to leave the room so I could concentrate.
I've got a focus.
I like that.
And that's the sort of
you know what? That's what I never got. It, Double Dragon, right? At the end of that game, because there were two brothers, and the whole game was that you had to rescue the girlfriend. And then you get to the end, and then you realise that the girl's going out with both of them, and so the brothers have to beat each other up as the last boss to see who wins the girl. And I was like, hold on. Did they not just figure that out before at level one that they're both seeing the same girl?
Yeah. They've had to go on seven levels of beating people.
Fighting through all sorts of mob lines.
Also, they're like handsome, buff karate chaps. That's why they just go, let's just go to a club.
Do you know what I mean?
Just get some new people. There's plenty of birds around these streets of Rage. There's plenty of them.
We've karate chopped half of them. I'm enjoying this banner. This is great banner for radio if you're aged between 25 and 35.
Yeah.
We're very niche.
We like to narrow our audience. So I've got another big question.
Big questions.
Okay. If you could be reincarnated as any animal, what would it be?
Oh, what? I'll take your time on that one.
Oh my, that is a big question.
Is the answer bungle again?
You know what? I was thinking that, but comedically, I left it too long to bring him in.
Yeah. Whereas I picked up your pieces afterwards. Yeah. There you go. Oh, if he won't use it, I will.
That's how you're asking the big questions, and I'm answering. Yeah. I'm going to go with. I used to have them as kids, and I like them. I'd be a rat.
No way, rat. Really?
I love rats.
Yeah, why rats?
They're the cleanest of all the rodents.
I be.
Yeah, you don't know that. They make great pets.
What, cleaner than like gerbils and...
Gerbils are disgusting. Guinea pigs are filth.
Really?
Honestly, man, they stink. Rats, clean. They're really clever.
I'm not believing this unless Attenborough told you this himself.
I actually used to live in Richmond near David Attenborough's house.
Yeah. He was a neighbour.
No, he was over the other. He was opposite me. This is on, like, so from my kitchen window, you could see he had a big window in his living room.
Yeah.
But he had loads of plants. So when he walked about his living room, it looked like you were watching David Attenborough.
Walking in the wild.
He managed to get really drunk and, like, do the voice for it. Like, going to get a cup of tea.
I think I would imagine that David Attenborough lives with lions in his house and stuff like that. And
honestly, there's loads of, like, you know, the sort of, like, potted palm trees and stuff around it. So it looked like he was mad.
Wow.
How does he look after them? He's always away. Them plants should be dead by the time he gets back.
He's not away that much now, though, is he?
No. Nah. Bless him.
rat.
You go with rat.
I want to be a rat.
And when you say rat, you had pets as rats. Were they like your actual pets, or they just ran in the house?
No, you gave them names like Michael Jackson. I didn't live in London when I was a kid.
Oh, okay. Oh, a bit of London abuse there.
There we go.
You keep them in a fish tank.
Oh, right.
And that's where you keep them. Yeah. With a mesh.
With the water filled up, swimming for their lives constantly.
I can't get out the top.
you drain the fish tank.
Oh, right. Okay.
Bang them in. Bit of gravel. Bit of hay for them to make a bed.
Wow.
Yeah.
Absolutely. David Attenborough showed him that.
Loads of toys, because, like I said, they're very intelligent, so you need to give them things to do.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah.
I didn't know.
Honestly, man, rats are class. I can't recommend them enough.
I have a theorem.
You say I'm in the friend zone, is it?
Right, yeah. You get all the ladies there, Ian. Come round and see my rats. I've got a rat that needs stroking. Oh, Sterling, you've got me again.
Oh, don't worry, it's clean.
Oh, it's very clean.
It's the cleanest.
It's the cleanest.
Oh, it's off its feet. It's so intelligent.
It needs stuff to play with. It's got to be occupied.
Give it some gravel.
That's for me. Go and have a lie down.
Nice. Good stuff. Did you have one more right now? Because we've got loads of emails as well. People are firing in.
All right, last quick question. Boom. Big question.
Is it a big or a quick one, so it can affect my answer?
Big both.
Cool.
You're in your 80s and you're looking to retire somewhere. Where on this planet would you want to settle down and retire?
Easy, this one.
Yeah?
The capital of the greatest country in the world. Edinburgh, Scotland, please.
Oh.
I love it. Really? I love it so much, man.
Yeah?
I'm born there, and I've been all around. I've never been anywhere in the world and not thought to myself, Edinburgh's better than this.
Really?
Honestly, I love it, man.
Edinburgh is a wicked city.
Big claim.
It's got a volcano.
It does.
It's got Arthur's Seat.
Is it a volcano?
It's got a castle.
Yeah, that's cool.
Quite a few.
It's like a Mario level.
My mates live there, and they say that it's like Batman. It's like Gotham City, basically.
It's amazing.
It's beautiful architecture, but at night it does literally look like you're playing Arkham.
Yeah.
You know, and when I'm sitting on one of them gargoyles just doing my thing, I think, oh, yeah, it's very like Gotham.
With your suit on.
Yeah, absolutely. No, but Edinburgh, that's cool.
Edinburgh's classic. You've never been, go.
Does it not rain too much, though?
It rains all the time, but, like, it's a small price to pay.
Yeah. Yeah, fair enough. Good, fair enough.
I love it so much.
Born there and was a diamond.
Absolutely. Yeah. Perfect place to raise your rats. Is there, isn't it? Good stuff.
Plenty of things to keep them occupied. They're very intelligent.
Right, we've actually had an email in saying a question for Ian as well.
Question for Ian.
Question for Ian, bad though.
Have you read this in advance?
I'm reading it now, actually, yeah. How Scottish are you, and what's his favourite Love Island from Spencer in Ballam?
Oh.
So.
how Scottish are you?
Yeah.
Like, very.
Very, you sound very.
100%.
100%.
Mum and dad, both Scottish.
You heard it here first. So,
and what do you watch your favourite Love Island?
I don't know whether it's favourite person on Love Island or if there's a Love Island that where would be
they,
your.
They want to know where you go.
Yeah. Where's your Love Island?
I had a threesome in Amsterdam once.
Wow. Not an island.
Not an island, but.
It's not an island, but hey, he just wanted to get his.
When you're in the district.
His prowess out there.
Oh, yeah.
None of that going on, was there? None of that in Amsterdam. Absolutely. He's on fire. Nice. So Amsterdam's his favourite Love Island there. You've heard it.
He says anything like that. Just in time as well, we've got a tweet. What's your safe word? You're on tonight, though, no, right?
Oh yeah.
Yeah,
you're on tonight. Is that tonight?
Yeah, well,
do you do it?
I'm on next week.
Mate, I don't know if it's Sunita, though. You heard about that?
Yeah, yeah. Oh. Is it Sunita's one tonight?
It is, yeah.
I actually roast her.
Yeah. Oh, was it you done it? She kicked off, didn't she?
Is she the one you kicked off on her?
No one kicked off at anyone. She'd done the show and it was fine, and then she went on Twitter and said it was the most evil thing she'd ever been involved in.
Yeah, yeah, I've seen some of it, and she was just literally like mouth aghast. It's brilliant. You had fun though doing it, right?
Yeah, it's a lovely show. Well, I'd like to thank everyone for having me on it. I loved it very much.
Well, there you are, guys. Well, make sure to check that out. What time is it tonight on ITV2? 10 o'clock, I believe.
Yeah, it's 10 o'clock, yeah. ITV2, absolutely.
Oh. It's on at 10 o'clock on ITV2.
Why am I your PA?
we've had some other emails in here. So, Sport Life, hey Jay and I, during a football match with a rival school, this kid booted the ball at the goal, which rebounded off the goalpost and smacked him square in the face, breaking his nose. Hilarious, Graham.
I think I've seen a YouTube video just like that as well.
That's quality. Graham's definitely like me. I love it when people get hurt by things like that. I laugh when people fall over all the time.
Do you know what it is? Because everyone's taking a game so seriously. When something like that happens, it's like,
Oh, no, this reminds me of one of the best ones. Like, literally last year, we were playing football, and we had this team, we were just rolling them over. It was literally like 8-9-0 or whatever. And this keeper is just having to go constantly pick the ball out of his... Is that right? My mate ran through on goal for like, it would have been 10-0.
Yeah.
And he's just smacked the ball square in the face, right? And the keeper's just out on the floor. Eventually he wakes up and he's literally like, sort it out! I'm already 9-0 down and I've had to get ball smashed in my face! That's where he's kicking off.
That's a bad day.
Yeah, it is. One more is puppets, I think what we're talking about for.
It's
puppets.
A puppet.
What are your favourite puppets and can you do an impression of them? Mel in Toot.
My favourite puppet is Hack of a Dog from CBBC.
Good.
Who I used to present television with. He's very funny. He's from Wigan.
You're going to do an impression?
You're right, cockers.
That is pretty good.
You're right, cockers.
That is pretty good, actually. Decent. So that is there's your answer there. Hacker. Hacker is brilliant as well. We love Hacker.
He is brilliant. Phil Dozen is really funny as well.
He's hilarious. Kid stuff. Hi, guys.
Hi.
When I was younger, I had a crush on both Jessica Rabbit and Basil Brush. It was a lovely time. Okay, yeah. That's from Manny and Felton.
Jessica Rabbit was X-rated, man. That should never have been in a PG film.
I fancied a few cartoon characters.
That was the first one. It was like, I remember sitting in the cinema and I felt wrong. I felt different urges than that I'd never felt before.
Yeah. First time of a cartoon, was it? Yeah.
Still is.
Yeah, right. Nailed your colours to the mast here. Okay. And that's why.
Every time you press that button, you have a little smug look on your face. You're like...
Yeah.
You give a little grin before you press it.
I'm pleased with myself. My one was Lara Croft Tomb Raider.
There was that rumour that it was a cheat that she'd... Have you done all the right buttons?
She'd take her clothes off, yeah.
I remember.
People spent hours trying to discover that.
Yeah.
I know.
Well, I remember remember when you could walk about her house... She had that butler. And you'd lock him in the
massive
freezer.
You could lock him in the freezer.
I thought that was my day. Just locking that old man in a freezer.
That was like the tutorial level. Like, if for those that don't know, like, before you played the game, you could run around her mansion like to get to grips with the controls.
Welcome to my humble abode. You need to take a look around.
And then the little butler would just like follow you about with a little tray. Just like.
It was class, and there's a whole, you could go through the swimming pool, and there's like a way to unlock a back level and all.
Yeah, I do. I like teamwork, it was good. We've got another email.
Oh!
Animal question. Hello.
Hi.
Would you rather spend an afternoon with a budgie, tortoise, or earthworm?
Oh, go on.
Loving your reply already. Rex in Northampton. Do you want to take that one, Ian?
I will take that one, actually. I'm glad you asked. I can't believe it's come up.
Budgie, tortoise, or earthworm?
Tortoise. Tortoise.
Why?
Because of... Have you seen one?
Yeah, pretty
they're
cool,
amazing.
Isn't it?
Yeah, they're massive. You could race it, and it'd really help your self-esteem.
There's this, like, quite uplifting video where a tortoise has fallen on its... It's back, and then its mate comes over and pushes him over.
That would be my day gone.
Yeah.
If I got access to that video.
Tears in the eyes, absolutely. Wipe them away. Gives you plenty of reason to just keep...
Well, that is a lot of stress for a tortoise, I mean, if you fall over like that. Because that, you can spend a whole day on your back if no one helps you out.
Oh, absolutely.
A whole day.
Absolutely.
I've sometimes felt like I could spend a whole day on my back if no one helped me out.
Yeah.
Showing up with
exactly.
What's the point?
Yeah. I think I'd go for a tortoise as well, to be fair. I'd just set him on a path and just watch him walk and then just pick him up.
Or just put him on his back and...
I still
don't know the difference between tortoises and turtles. The turtles are the ones that are more
water,
to go in
water.
Water ones.
Is that the only difference?
Yeah.
Oh,
I mean,
okay.
One's...
They love to swim and then...
One's amphibian, one's a land-dwelling mammal.
Yeah.
Reptile,
yeah.
Pretty big difference.
All right. Attenborough.
Yep. Well,
there he is.
He used to live near him. No. Absolutely.
Oh, apparently, yeah.
Respect what he says. He used to raise rats. So... He's on the money on that one.
The cleanest of all the rodents.
Very intelligent. Very intelligent.
This one, another email. Sunita. Hey.
There she is.
Hey, I used to love a bit of Sunita, but I want to know, out of the three of you, who is so macho? Steph in Essex. Would you say you're macho?
I wouldn't say I'm particularly macho.
No, you wouldn't say...
No.
Not a macho
no,
man?
No, I'm not so macho.
No.
No.
Your voice gives that kind of...
Yeah. I don't know how to make this funny. I'm not macho. I can't make it clear. I apologise. I am not macho.
Oh, sorry.
I'm not like one of those like, oh, I'm so not a lad.
Right, yeah.
I'm like a... drink and all that.
Yeah, you're not a protest against being macho, but you're just not macho.
Not it.
Are you macho right now?
No, I've always kind of wanted to be. I've always kind of just been like a natural geek, and then I've always kind of tried to get to the gym, but there's always people bulkier and bigger than me.
Yeah, actually,
that's a good point. Are we talking macho fit or macho like an outlook on life?
I think it's macho fit. Is that not?
I don't know. I think it's more like if you're a man's man, maybe. It's not necessarily just
are
being big.
I just realised both of the answers to the questions are
still
no.
Yeah, yeah.
Doesn't really matter if I understand it or not.
Whereas I am macho, Steph. So moving on.
He's so buff. It's unbelievable.
It ripped up.
Can you put your shirt back on?
Absolutely. There's a brick. Poo house, quite frankly. Tried not to swear there, so good.
I was told, are you not allowed to...
Oh, you can.
Oh, okay.
You can.
Just don't do it.
Yeah, just...
You're above it.
That's why you are today. Don't do lowest common denominator stuff. None of that from me.
Yeah.
Another one?
Yeah,
these are just...
of course you don't break poo house.
Thank you. I think the fans are laughing right now. And there'll be people going, you know what? It was funny, and Johnny didn't have to lower himself.
Petson's just tuned in.
Right, this one says, INL. Hey, Johnny.
Hi.
Hey, Johnny. Just thought I'd let you know INL has got pure vibes today.
Oh.
Pandora. Good stuff.
Oh, sweet. Thank you, Pandora. Pure vibes.
Yeah, good stuff.
Why is she telling you, though? Why don't you tell me?
I don't know. I don't know what your pure vibes mean as well, to me, but I swear that's a CD.
I think it was the...
Is it you borrowed Pandora's pure vibes
CD?
It's
R&B album. It's a compilation album.
She wants it back anyway.
Oh, is that what it is? Oh, yeah, I ain't got that CD anymore. Sorry, Pandora.
Next one, Rex, you fools. The correct answer was Earthworm. Earthworm from Rex. No, it wasn't, actually. Actually, it was tortoise. So.
I was a fan of Earthworm Jim, though. Like, I did like the cartoon.
Is this a game and radio show?
No, it just seems to be today.
Yeah, we roll with the punches. Here's one big question, and this is a good one. Stone Cold Steve Austin or The Rock?
Oh gosh, don't bring that in the room.
Oh,
yeah, it's a big one.
This is very good.
That's from Alex in London, who says great show as well.
What a question. I'm going to go.
Yeah.
If you're, I mean, career-wise, it's got to be Rock.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's
But if you're looking, if you're asking me sort of...
Who made the impact?
96 through 98... The sort of Vince McMahon versus Stone Cold main event arena,
and it was 3:16 on the clock.
3:16 on the clock, beer chugging. You know what I mean? It's difficult.
Yeah,
I'm gonna go Stone Cold.
Young Stone Cold.
Once you heard that intro music, it set people off. You could just
I don't know. I'm Rock all day long. Just when I heard him, do you smell what the Rock is cooking?
it doesn't matter what he's cooking.
You know what? I feel like sometimes he took ages to, like, as a kid, I felt like it took him ages to say stuff.
With his speeches.
And I was like, get on with it.
Do you know what? I will say the Rock only because the People's Elbow was the most impressive kind of.
Much electrifying move, mate.
Ironically, though, the Stone Cold
the stunner was like.
The
was
best stunner was when Stone Cold used to. Remember when he used to stun the Rock and the Rock would literally flip. Actually, them to combined Stone Cold
that's some
giving
great matches,
the Rock the stunner. Oh.
One more we've had in as well, and that's the best question ever. If you had to choose between eating at Carolina Reaper, the hottest chili in the world, or spend an afternoon with Katie Hopkins, what would you do? That's from Sarah.
Say the first one again.
Basically, eat the hottest chili in the world, or spend an afternoon with Katie Hopkins. I'd go for the chili, definitely, because I don't mind chilies, and I hate Katie Hopkins. She's I don't even like talking about her because she's that much of a decrepit person.
Wow.
So,
what did she say about you, man?
She probably wants me to drown in the channel with all the other immigrants and stuff like that. So.
Wait, you're an immigrant?
Oh, well. Yeah. He's gone. He's up to Edinburgh. he's offended all the Londoners. When he walks home today, it's going to be like the Streets of Rage level.
He's going to get a phone call to be on the Kate Hopkins show. Yeah. Can't wait.
We'd love you to be a guest.
I've had that email. They knew my answer.
So Ian.
No offence to any FUBAR people that have been on that show.
On the, what, Kate?
Yeah.
Oh, wow, yeah, no, don't go on it, I see, so, yeah. Anyway, so, Ian, we've absolutely loved having you on there. Loved having you on.
I've loved being here.
Oh, it's love all round.
See, yeah,
we've not played any music yet since I've been here.
No, because we're going to have to play a song on the way out. So, because we've just literally gone through. There was another section we were going to get to, but that's gone now because we're having fun.
Do you finish now? Six?
Yeah, we finish at six. Yeah,
well,
yeah.
Okay.
We'll have this chat after we finish it. Off air now.
But Ian, where can they find you? I know they can watch you tonight on Safe Word ITV 2:10 p.m.
You could do
but
that.
Where else can they find you?
I'm doing the Edinburgh Festival.
Woo!
In Edinburgh for the month of August.
Nice.
I'm doing Leeds Festival.
Woo!
The music one.
Nice.
I'm doing that on the last Sunday of August.
August. Cool.
I'm not. I'm good with dates.
28th.
Yeah.
And then you can go to my website, iandoesjokes.com.
Nice.
IAIN doesjokes.com.
The Scottish spelling.
Yeah, the Gaelic for John. If you're interested, and you can get all my dates and join my mailing list.
Perfect. There we go. Perfect. And did you put your Twitter in there as well? Did you say that?
Ian does jokes on Twitter.
Perfect. There we go. If you're listening as well, guys, you can catch us on Twitter. I'm at Johnny I. Cochran.
And I'm Inel at INEL.
Doesn't even know his own Twitter handle.
You've got INEL, INEL.
I got this.
Smashed it, bro.
Yeah. Only one, that's right, bro.
There's another INEL going, he always gets there first.
Damn him and his social presence!
Well, just quickly, Ian Sterling, another one, has launched a new potato-based vodka, but that's not me.
That's, you better hear first, guys. Yeah. It's trying to tarnish your name, isn't it? Good name.
Yeah.
So there's one Ian Sterling who does vodka from potatoes, and the other one who's on Love Island, like David Tennant stroking his rats. So do not get him confused. You could also get us at Johnny and I now on Twitter as well.
Mm-hmm.
Apart from that, that's pretty much it. I'm going to play a little bit of music and I'm going to do a little Creamfields because there's a great competition at the moment. You can actually win tickets to Creamfields. You ever been?
I've never been, but I hear it's a great festival. A lot of dance and electric music. So
absolutely. You're gonna hear all about that in a second. But apart from that, make sure you keep tuning in to us, guys. We love hearing from you as well. Thanks for everyone who's.
Thank you for writing in and sending your stuff. Keep it coming in each and every week.
Yeah, absolutely. We'll be back next Thursday at 4 p.m. With more of this live and loud nonsense that we do, because we love doing it. Thank you again to Ian Sterling, and we'll see you next time, guys.
See ya.
Bye-bye.
Win tickets to Creamfields 2015. Fubar Radio are giving away 5 pairs of camping tickets to the UK's number one dance music festival, which takes place over the August bank holiday weekend. All you have to do is tweet the hashtag FUBARRadioWin during the Friday social with Hugh Joseph and Michael Payne, and you and a friend could be on your way to the biggest dance festival of the year. Creamfields, bringing the ether to the UK.